Thank you, Greg, for the prayer. Appreciate it. Good evening. Whatever I do up here, I pray it pleases God. If I say anything controversy or does not go with the scriptures, please come to me and let me know. Quickly, please. We're going to ask a question. Where? Heaven. Heaven, streets of gold, never grow old. Heaven, a prepared place for prepared people. Why? Heaven, the place I long to be, by Sam Brinkley. If heaven's a place where there be no pain, no sorrow, no crying ever again, where saints and angels sing, then that's the place I long to be. If heaven's a place where it's streets of gold, where saved ones walk and never grow old, where safe from harm in the shepherd's fold, then that's the place I long to be. If heaven's a place with beauty rare, with pleasures and joy beyond all compare, eternal life with the Father there, then that's the place I long to be. But most of all, it's my Lord to see, who shed his life's blood to set my soul free. Oh, heaven means so much to me. Yes, that's the place I long to be. How? Through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but except through me. John 14:6. When? On that great day of judgment. For God will bring every work into judgment. Ecclesiastes 12:14. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether it good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Now that we have answered these questions, let's go back to how. Fear God, keep his commandments. But the first commandment says to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So love God, fear God. Yes, we must do both. Love Jesus. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. If. And if is a big word. If we live our lives in this manner, we will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, enter in. What will we wear? Robes white. What will we do? Walk the street of gold, sing with the angels, praises to God. Love God, why? Because who he is, what he's done in our creation, and all the gifts he's given us, but most of all, what he was willing to do. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that through whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3:16. Thank you, Steve, for reading that for me. Jesus' death on a cross for the sins of men. Love God, fear God, yes. It sounds odd, but it's not. Let us look at it a little further. Like a father or mother, your child fears the belt or being disciplined, but they still will love you with all they have. Jesus said in Matthew 18:3, I say unto you, unless you are converted as become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So fear God. The wise man said, after all that his searching for the answers to the meaning of life said, Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is man's all. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Vengeance. Vengeance belongs to me, saith the Lord. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Hebrews 11:30-31. Do not fear those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. Love God because we are all saved by his grace, his mercy, his long-suffering. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. So if we are saved by God's grace, not by our works, why does James write, faith without works is dead? Let us clear this up. God has requirements. God does not waver. God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10:34. God's plan goes through Jesus, as we heard in John 14:6. I am the way. So Jesus is the way. We need to know what Christ Jesus had to say. Going to the Bible for any and all questions about salvation, Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Matthew 28:18. Love Jesus sounds good, sounds easy. Yes, he did go to the cross for you and me. Let us take it all in. God knew, Jesus knew, that one day Jesus would have to come down from his heavenly home to be an atonement for the sins of the world that man had corrupted. Our Lord and our Savior said, yes, I will come down from heaven's home. I will die of my own accord for the sins of mankind. I will fulfill the prophesied word, such as in Isaiah 53:7. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Jesus comes to earth. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, Matthew 1:23. To a virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and a virgin's name was Mary, Luke 1:27. Jesus is the Messiah. There in the same country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel said unto them, fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:8. Let's fast forward. Being about 30, Jesus came to be baptized by John the Baptist. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he was praying, the heavens was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven which said, you are my beloved Son, you I am well pleased. John 3:21-23. In Mark 1:12. Now Jesus himself, beginning in his ministry, about 30 years of age, after his baptism, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And there he was in the wilderness 40 days and nights when the tempter came to him, Satan, with a wild beast, and afterwards the angels ministered unto him. Jesus is the Messiah. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. John 1:29. Andrew and another heard John So they followed Jesus, and they asked, "Where do you stay?" Jesus said, "Come and see." After a while, Andrew left to go get his brother Peter. He said to him, "We have found him, the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ, and brought him to Jesus. John 1, 41, 42. Jesus found Philip on the way to Galilee and said, "Follow me." Philip found Nathanael in Bethsaida. "We have found him whom the Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus tells him, the Samaritan woman, "I am the Christ," John 4 and 26. Jesus preached the kingdom in Galilee. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover, for they also had gone to the feast. Jesus did miracles. In Mark 1:14, "Now after John was put into prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" Some disciples became apostles. Jesus was the teacher. After some time, he called his disciples together and named 12. Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon called a zealot, Thaddeus, and Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. These men lived with Jesus until the end, when he ascended back into heaven. Back to Jesus' ministry. Jesus taught in a way that people would understand in parables. He healed, he cast out devils, he fed thousands, he raised some from the dead. Jesus made his point in Matthew 7. In Matthew 7, verse 1, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Matthew 7, 13 and 14. "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there will be many who go in by it. But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Matthew 7, 17. "Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." Matthew 7, 21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonderful wonders in your name?' And I will declare unto them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you practice of lawlessness.'" Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." In 2 Timothy 2:15, we're instructed, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:15, "Be ready to give an answer, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense for everyone who asks for a reason for your for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Friends, if we can read it in the Holy Word, we can put our faith in it. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So that is faith. So what is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith, obedience to the faith, works, being doers, all mean not by faith only. James writes in James 2:20. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Paul writes in Romans 1:5 about the apostleship. Romans 1:5. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. James 1:22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Let's talk salvation. Salvation is possible, but not easy. We already heard that faith cometh by hearing, and to study to show ourselves approved. Let us start with hearing. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:21, 1 Corinthians 1:21, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed, but we preach Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. God wants us to go to heaven. 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Jesus told his apostles in Luke 24:46-49, thus is it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. In John 15:26, but when the Comforter comes, whom I will send unto you from my Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and you also shall be witnesses, because you have been with me from the beginning. Let's fast forward to the day of Pentecost. Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Jesus Christ was preached on how he came, lived, and died for remission of sins. And that day, 3,000 souls, about 3,000 souls, were saved. The church was born. My church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18. Paul says in Romans 1, 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. The just shall live by faith." Habakkuk 2:4. Conclusion. Jesus gave himself to be a sacrifice, Hebrews 10:12. "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sit down at the right hand of God." He paid it all on the cross. The resurrection. Matthew 28:6, the angel said, "He is not here, for he is risen." Mark 16:6, the angel, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen." Luke 24:6, the angel, "He is not here, but is risen." And John 20:14. Mary Magdalene, she turned herself back and saw Jesus. Jesus was received up into heaven in Mark 16:19. He was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. Plan of salvation. Hear the word, Romans 10:17. Believe as a eunuch did in Acts 8:37. If believe with all your heart, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Repent, as Peter told him in Acts 2:38. Confess as a eunuch did. Be baptized as a eunuch. 8:38. They both went down in the water, and Philip baptized the eunuch. And live it. Revelations 2:10. And receive the crown of life. And hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in." Sometimes we sing the song softly and tenderly. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See in the portal, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading? Pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercy? Mercy for you and for me. Come home. Come home. Time is now fleeting. The moment is passing. Passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering. Life's end is coming. Coming for you and for me. Come home. Come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised. Promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. If you have need to be baptized, or you have need to come forward and have prayers for the church, we are able and willing. God is pleading for you to get right, be right, die right. Thank you so very much. If we can help you in any way, please come forward as we stand and sing.
Dear brother.